I don't know if you listened to the interview we just do with Saliuti Janjalo. He make allegation say you been call am regarding this investigation where he do where he send text message to the chief minister. Firstly, confirm to me whether or not you been call
Saliuti
Saliu.
Janjalo make statement. Me just think say I need for clarify something, okay? I know they into the issues between Saliu and the chief minister. But me, Namide in charge of the fight against corruption in Saliu. And chief minister and a public officer. Chief minister himself, I believe, took chief minister forward to me the message we received from Saliu, where claims say they bribe him $1.5 million into his Ecobank account. So as an anti-corruption person, because of course everybody knows me like for be proactive, I don't want to wait or deal. So I called him and said, Saliu, if you get this thing where you don't get them. I say, I know, say right now you said the investigator, not the interfere with the investigation. But can you just give us a lead, something which can help us to get down to this? Because I tell and say, people can they claim, say, we know they do nothing about the current administration. So when you go out with this thing, you don't provide us the evidence from where we said it will look into the issue. It will look like it will continue for solidify the fact that we don't want to do anything about the current regime. So forward it to us. And he was very argumentative. He was, in fact, they go all over the place. No, no, we'll go. The last time I'll be forward evidence at ACC. And I told him, okay, if you can forward information at ACC, take a try with me. Provide the evidence which shows they put $1.5 million in the chief minister's account and see what we'll do about it. In fact, it become more argumentative and he just put up the phone. He refused to provide any lead. I'd ask and say, you see, I'm personal account. Can you just give me the account number so we can then I can send me your plaintiff there for go look into him? He refused to do it. So, and he put off the phone. So that was the conversation I had with him. And indeed, when I come back from Togo, immediately I contact Ecobank and said, okay, provide to me information on anything that has to do with the chief minister with your bank. So it does not necessarily have to be his account if he has anything with his account. Yesterday morning, I speak with the head of Ecobank, and indeed, he tell me, say, just forward your usual notices to us. We'll provide the clarification. And then forward clarifications to me. And as I speak with you, I'm looking at the clarification right here, and it says that Professor David Sanchez has an Ecobank Sierra Leone Cash Express prepaid account issued to him by the bank in August 2019. The Ecobank prepaid card, which is dominated only in use, can be issued by bank to both Ecobank account and non-account holders after proper identification. Please note that since this prepaid card was issued to Prof. David J. Francis, he has neither loaded the said prepaid card cash nor does it have any balance on it. Professor David Francis does not maintain any account with the bank. So basically,
so Mr. Kelfala, you say you've been asked Saliuti Janjalo for provide evidence then to the commission for let una go do una own work with them for investigate. But this text message where you say the chief minister forward to you, any word did they get for do with allegation where the gentleman say it investigates?
No, clearly an allegation. I mean, clearly it's an allegation, okay? It's not like he's saying that. But I think that the chief minister, when he received him, he himself, as somebody who cares about his reputation, wanted to know what this is about. So he knows that the ACC has the ability and the powers to quickly look into these issues and come out information, not just for him, but for the public. So he forwarded it to me and asked me to look into it, not because he wanted me to get back to him in secret. He wanted me, as the person in charge of the fight against corruption, to look into it. He did not give me
any guidelines. Asking me for look into Ram, he didn't make any mention of whether or not he want to respond to the clarification first, where the journalist wants?
The clarification where the journalist wants, I don't need to. I have a letter signed by the head of compliance at Ecobank, which says that the professor does not maintain an account with Ecobank. So I don't know what he wants. And this is what I wanted to do for him. I could have helped him get to the bottom of this. because he's an informant. But because he resisted that, and he clearly, maybe he misjudged my intentions, or he just was suspicious because of his previous experience, but he clearly did not handle the issue properly. And then, of course, later I hear you say he has been arrested, because I clearly cannot, I don't have jurisdiction over blackmail, so we don't get jurisdiction over blackmail. So if, for example, the chief minister felt that this was the kind of blackmail or extension that I saw in the various things that are happening on social media, then he had to refer it to the CID. They have jurisdiction over those issues. Me, the only corruption I get jurisdiction over, and I had to limit myself to that. And that is what I have done. We have
got points been disclosed to you, why you feel comfortable with the Anti-Corruption Commission for investigate this instead of replying to the journalist where they ask for the clearance?
Say again.
The chief minister, at any point, been discussed with you why it feel comfortable for let the Anti-Corruption Commission instead investigate this issue instead of in responding to the clarification where the journalist be want?
The chief minister is not a lawyer. The chief minister saw an attack on his reputation. Whether now that attack was justified or not, it left to how in perceiver. That is
how the clarification be an attack on the chief minister.
Now, I am not saying that it's supposed to be an attack on him, but maybe that's how he saw it. And he was afraid that if he go out that way, they go fight. He too wanted to know what is this. Sometimes when they were posting money, they go to people their account, they don't even know that money has gone into their account. So he too wanted to know what is happening. Can you look into this too? Because we get the ability for looking into it quickly. For get access to information when it comes to investigation in this country, we are the fastest.
Make sure they look into them now.
They look into it.
Further the investigation.
Say again.
The commission, they further the investigation.
Yes, of course. The commission, we don't already get a confirmation from ECOBank that there is no such account. So we will still encourage Salu for come to me, let you not even come to anybody in the commission. Let it come to me and show me what will be the basis of this claim he gets, where he will seek clarification on. I can provide that for him. He does not have to go to chief minister. In fact, he endangered.
When they talk about press freedom now, how the journalists will feel free for doing work where you want in the investigate independent story, they ask them for go meet you as in they do in your independent story.
No. Listen, I am not interfering with this in journalism. I am talking about evidence here. Even risking for many people that get corruption investigation, they're not trying for come to we. Because we, now we get the professionalism for handling. Sometimes they will need witness protection. Sometimes they go need certain guidance on how to go about them. What do you mean, one, and for many people, they feel free. Let them believe in the Anti-Corruption Commission. Let them feel free for come to we. Whether they're journalists, whether they're civil society, whether they're just ordinary citizens, come to us. We are not here doing anybody's bidding. We are the people of Sierra Leone who decide. If you get something and you need more clarification on them, sometimes come to we. We'll make it available to you. And a lot of people, they don't take the trial with that to me. They don't come and we have worked together and gone to the bottom of things. Whether or not it leads to prosecution or not depends on the quality of the evidence, but we'll always work on it. Just like I don't tell you. Between that last Thursday where I talked to Salu, Monday now be holiday, by yesterday, we had already gone to ECOBank and gotten our answer with us. So if citizens that believe say this kind of institution able to do this, let them take their trial with it. So I don't interfere with Salu in journalism. I don't interfere with his ability to seek clarification. He has every right to do it. I don't think that should be blocked by anybody. But just that kind of statement, the way they make na radio say, in opinion, if ACC creating this kind of conspiracy theory, I think say it's not good. It's not good for the reputation of institutions. The same way how the journalists, they protect their own reputation. The same way that they protect their profession, trying to make it like the panacea for social development. Now, so they forget respect for institutions like the ACC. When you go and make like a reckless statement that they're in a radio, you impugn a very important institution of state. I think they won't ask them within a destiny. They're not going to encourage them. You should bring it to their attention. So this is why I'm making this clarification. And I think that I don't clearly make out on this issue. Anybody who needs further clarification on that, they still come with the ACC. We are ready to provide everything with that. Okay?
All right, so finally, we wrap up the interview now, Francis Ben Kelfala. In case, Sal, you're not really ready for work with the commission for providing any evidence, but you want to continue with the issue. Waiting for
Apple. We can compel Sal you for come to ACC for any clarification. But I don't think say we therefore need that once the bank don't tell, we say there's nothing really to go after.
Alright, we will continue to look at this issue as the story they continue to expand. We will continue for bring more people and where we think say the story go lead with. So forget a clarification as we will continue with the program. Good morning, Salon. That's Nabin Francis Benkefala, we're the ACC Commissioner. We did talk another interview there.